Welcome to the $100 MBA show, making business a little bit easier every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of Webinar Ninja, an independent software company I started with my co-founder back in 2014. And today's episode is Q&A Wednesday. On Q&A Wednesdays, we answer a question from one of you, one of our listeners. If you got a question you want to ask, just go ahead and email me over at omar@100mba.net. Today's Q&A Wednesday's question comes from Troy. And Troy asks, "Hey Omar, I'm building a personal brand around my products and services. The only issue is that I don't think I'm that interesting as a personality. How can I be more of an interesting personality for my brand? When I go to dinner, speak at events, I don't really put myself out there. I don't actually show my personality. I guess I'm a bit self-conscious. But I know that just doesn't work when it comes to building a brand. Would love any advice that you have when it comes to this question. I know it's strange, but I actually would love to develop a more interesting personality so that I can use it to brand my business." Thanks, Troy, for the question. A very interesting one and a very valid one, because when you're putting yourself out there in the world to build your business, build your brand, you're conscious of the fact that, hey, I want to make sure I resonate with people, that it actually is interesting and entertaining and it's worth, you know, paying attention to. Troy is self-conscious enough to say, hey, I might need some help here. So in today's lesson, I'm going to help out Troy. I'm going to give him some practical tips and some strategies he can use to start cultivating his brand in an authentic, interesting way. I'm also going to hit him with some tough love, some raw truths about this situation. So buckle up. Let's get into it. Let's get down to business. Listen, we all know that building a personal brand and branding in general is so important when building an online presence and brand online. We look at these huge personalities on Instagram and on Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff, and it seems like it's so easy for them. We look at ourselves and say, I don't know if I could be like that, be this boisterous, interesting, funny, quirky person. But at the same time, you understand that, hey, I got to do something to stand out. I got to do something to be memorable. So it's a bit of a dilemma, especially as you're getting started. So I've been there. And before I became a full-time entrepreneur, I had a very private life, very private personality. I never really shared who I was outside of my circle of friends and family. I'm going to give you some tips on how to cultivate your own authentic brand that's interesting and also just comfortable. Now, I say the word comfortable because we're going to talk about it a lot, because in order for you to build an authentic brand, you actually have to be uncomfortable for a bit in the beginning. Being yourself in public is often uncomfortable because you're probably not doing it. You probably have a persona, or maybe you're a bit more reserved or quiet, like Troy mentioned, at dinners and events. But it's probably not who you are when you're with your friends and family. So you got to get comfortable getting uncomfortable, right? Putting yourself out there and just sharing who you are. Now, this means you're going to have to fight the battle of being self-conscious, of worrying about what people think. Most people don't have an authentic brand or personality or an interesting one because they don't want to take any risks. They're pretty much vanilla. And the reason why they don't want to take risks is because they don't want to be judged. They don't want to feel like they're offending somebody or people are not going to like them because of something. But here's the reality. Whatever you do or whatever you say, there's going to be people out there that just are not going to like you. And that's okay. You have to just accept that this is a fact. The problem is that most people are not in the public eye, so therefore they don't really see this as fact. They don't know enough people. They don't meet enough people in their life to realize, oh, not everybody's going to like me. We just expect everybody's going to like us because, for the most part, everybody that we know like us. But the more people know you, meaning when you start putting yourself out there and being the face of your brand, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of people are going to be exposed to who you are, and there's going to be haters. So you need to be comfortable with that in order for you to move on. You think that some of the famous people that you love and adore, let's say comedians like Dave Chappelle and Kevin Hart and Sarah Silverman, you think these people don't have haters? Of course they do. People just don't like what their comedy. They don't like who they are as people. Do they just stop being comedians because of that? No. They actually double down, triple down on who they are because that's what makes them who they are. It's their brand. So the first step is really just coming to terms and changing your mindset about trying to please everybody. This alone can really allow you to break through and start to cultivate your brand and your personality. You might not think you're interesting, but we all have quirks. We all have interesting traits or hobbies or interests. Let me give you an example. A buddy of mine, Pat Flynn, who runs Smart Passive Income. He's an American Filipino guy that seems pretty normal, right? Nothing really extraordinary about him in terms of the way he looks or sounds or anything like that. So you might think this guy's vanilla. No, he's not vanilla. Actually, he's actually quite interesting. And he's built a very interesting brand because he shares his interesting quirks and interests. One of the running things that he loves or he mentions in his shows and his products is his love for the movie or trilogy Back to the Future. He loves Pokemon. He talks about that all the time. Built a whole YouTube channel around it. Of course he's got haters. Of course there's people that say, oh, what are you, a child? Why are you messing around with Pokemon? But he doesn't care because he knows that this is who he is and this is what he enjoys. And if he shares that, there's going to be other people that are like-minded that are going to resonate with it and be like, hey, I'm like that too. I just don't talk about it as much as he does. And he becomes their hero. And he's come to terms with the, hey, who cares what people think? I'm going to be who I am. And he's built an incredibly successful brand around who he is. Nothing really that extraordinary. He hasn't like gotten any gold medals in the Olympics or survived a car crash or something like that. You know, sometimes we hear these stories from other famous people and think that we have to have these extraordinary stories. No, he just shares his authentic self. Another great exercise to do is to ask your friends and family to write down the top three traits or quirks about you that they really enjoy, that they really like. I did this back in the day and found out that people thought I was a funny guy, that I have a good sense of humor. I also realized that I wasn't using a lot of humor in my business, in my brand, in my content, in my webinars, in my products even, in my copy. And that really was a shame because I wasn't really flexing one of the muscles that I have and showing a bit of personality. So I started to infuse a bit more humor, my own humor, in everything I did. This means not taking myself that seriously. This means knowing that sometimes my jokes will fall flat. But it also means I'm having a bit more fun and work becomes a little bit more like play. So ask your friends and family, what are the top three traits that they love about you? Somebody might say you're caring and that'll be the thing that you always express in your content, in your brand, on social media. Maybe somebody might say you're very supportive and you become the cheerleader of everybody that follows your brand. You're rooting for everybody's success and you're motivating them every day. The next piece of advice is going to take a bit of time, but it's one of the most strongest pieces of advice I've ever received. I learned this from Ryan Holiday, the best-selling author. He wrote books like Obstacles Away, Stillness is Key, Ego is the Enemy. I can go on and on. His books are amazing. I've talked about them several times on this show. And what he says is, if you want to create interesting work, if you want to write interesting things, create interesting videos, have an interesting brand, then you have to have an interesting life, right? You got to do interesting things. If you're doing the same thing over and over, day after day, month after month, year after year, you can't expect to be an interesting person. You're not having any interesting experiences or things you can learn from that can influence you and change you as a person. This means, again, coming out of your comfort zone, doing things you don't normally do. And you don't have to go to extremes right away. You don't have to be like, okay, I'm going to move to India for 5 months and find myself. Yeah, you could do that, but you can also just start by watching foreign films. When's the last time you watched a foreign film, for example? That's going to change your perspective on things, going to make you a little bit more interesting and have more interesting things to share. When's the last time you picked up a new skill like cooking or skiing or maybe even singing? What about when's the last time you picked up a book that was totally outside of your normal selection of books? Maybe you love fiction or mystery novels or like me where I love business books. Maybe I should pick up something a little bit more interesting outside of my wheelhouse, like a book that is a history piece, right? A moment in history in a certain topic or genre. Like, I don't know anything about Portuguese history. I know a bit, but I don't know the details. Picking up a book on that topic would make things a little bit more interesting. So if you want to be a more interesting person, you have to do more interesting things, different things, a variety of things. This is why the great artists that we know in history are seen as savants, right? Are seen as masters of many skills. They're painters, they're artists, they're writers, the right books, the right plays. They have a farm, right? They do multiple different disciplines, expose themselves to different things. This enriches their life, enriches who they are, and makes them more interesting. This one was a game changer for me. So what I recommend you do is not just listen to what I'm saying and say, oh, that sounds great, I should do that. What you should do is open up your calendar right now and say, am I doing anything interesting this month, right? Anything different, something out of my comfort zone, something I normally don't do. Maybe I should go out to dinner at a place I've never been to before, or a cuisine I've never had before. I never had Somali food before. Let me go ahead and check out what Somali food's all about. Pop that in the calendar for this month. Next month, what am I doing? The month after that. So every month you're doing something, and you can up the ante every single month. And maybe at the end of the year, you could say, hey, why don't I go on a trip and explore a new culture, a new country that I have no idea about? To wrap up today's lesson and today's Q&A Wednesday's question from Troy, he wants to cultivate a more interesting personality for his brand. I shared a whole bunch of exercises and strategies that you can implement right now. I want to share one more. Meet interesting people. And I got to tell you, it's a numbers game. A lot of people are like, how do I find these interesting people? Well, the more people you meet, the more chance you have to meet interesting people. The more meetups you go to, parties, conferences, you're going to meet people that are just a little bit different than you expect. People that are more than meets the eye. We learn a ton just by being around somebody. We absorb a lot of information. Being around different, interesting people, we start to realize, hey, it's okay to be different. It's okay to be interesting. But also, we start picking up some of their ideas and their traits. We start adding our own flavor and making it our own. For example, author, entrepreneur, and copyright expert Neville Medora was visiting Sydney one time, and I said, hey, Neville, let's grab lunch. We did, and I had a great time getting to know him. He's a very interesting and different person. I learned that he's set a deadline for his life, 85, and he's going to take his own life at 85 regardless. And this forces him to have a more fulfilled life while he is alive, knowing that there is a definite end date. Now, you don't have to agree with everybody you meet, but it's just an interesting perspective that you wouldn't have gotten if you never met somebody like that. I also learned that he was Zoroastrian, which is one of the oldest religions, and I learned about that, and I learned about his culture and how it informs his life and daily routine. Now, every time I go out to lunch with somebody new, do I meet a Neville Medora? No. I would say one out of four people I meet are a little bit different, a little bit interesting. But that's okay. The other three are good fun too. And I have a good time having a lunch with a new friend. You don't have to win all the time or get your desired outcome all the time to enjoy the process. Well, there you have it, guys. And thank you, Troy, for asking today's Q&A Wednesday's question. If you have a question you want to ask and want me to answer it right here on the show, go ahead and email me at omar@100mba.net. I'll make sure to answer it right here on Q&A Wednesday. Before I go, I want to leave you with this. Be proud of who you are. You don't need to be somebody different or fake it or put on some sort of act to fulfill some sort of branding campaign. The people that you resonate with the most are probably the people that are content with who they are. They've accepted, warts and all, what makes them who they are, and they're sharing it with the world. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.